Synopsis.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm fine, thanks. I've just been doing some work on that play for class, remember?
You mean Tennessee Williams' play, A Streetcar Named Desire? Well, yes. Actually, I've just read it. What do you think? Shall we go through it together?
Yeah, great. Okay, the play, A Streetcar Named Desire, takes place in the American South. It starts on a day in May when Blanche DuBois arrives in New Orleans in a street named Elysian Fields.
She has come to visit her sister, Stella Kowalski, who lives in this rather shabby neighborhood with her husband, Stanley. Blanche arrives unexpectedly, and she has no idea about her sister's living conditions.
Yes, she seems quite shocked to find Stella living in such a house. Stella is out, but when she hears that her sister has come, she goes home to welcome her.
The sisters hug each other heartily, and they seem very happy to see each other again. Still, the whole atmosphere is a bit awkward, I think, as Blanche seems to be a noble lady who is shocked about the circumstances her sister is living in.
At the same time, we learn that Blanche tells her sister that she has lost the family plantation, Belle Reve. She seems overwrought and nervous, looking for some rest in her sister's home.
Later, Stella's husband, Stanley, comes home. He welcomes Blanche, but the difference between his macho working-class attitude and her distinguished behavior are soon bound to clash.
The next evening, Blanche and Stella get ready for a night out. While Blanche is taking a bath, Stella tells her husband about the lost family estate. Stanley is furious because he thinks that Blanche has cheated on her sister.
He takes Blanche to task, but she reacts flirtatiously to his accusations. In the end, she shows him some undefined papers concerning the mortgage of the plantation, and he seems to believe her.
On the same evening, some of Stanley's friends come to play poker, and Stella takes her sister out for dinner. When the sisters return at night, the men are still playing, and Stanley is drunk. I think Blanche develops an interest in one of his friends, a shy bachelor named Harold Mitchell, whom his friends call Mitch.
Yes, but the atmosphere is heated up as Stanley is rude and impolite to the two women. He gets mad and even hits his pregnant wife.
Oh, he's behaving like a real brute there. Then Blanche helps to get her sister to the neighbor's apartment upstairs, while the other men put Stanley under the shower to sober him up.
And later, when Stella hears her husband plead for her return, she goes back the same night, and they celebrate their reconciliation in bed.
Yeah, and Blanche fearfully returns on the next morning. She just cannot understand how her sister can go back to such a violent man. She wants her to leave Stanley.
But Stella unmistakably explains to Blanche that she has no intention of leaving her husband. She is tied to him by desire and passion.
Blanche seems shocked, and she's unable to understand her sister. She finds Stanley rude and compares him to an ape in front of Stella. Stanley stands behind the door and overhears what Blanche says.
Then he starts to investigate Blanche's past and gives her hints that he has found out about her promiscuity. Blanche is afraid that he will tell Stella and is only relieved when she finds out that Stella has no idea about all of these things.
Yes, I think even more so, since Blanche has started a relationship with Mitch. She seems to hope that he will marry her. But then, as she is waiting for him one evening, she kisses that young student who's collecting money for the newspaper.
Mitch and Blanche do not enjoy their night out then. But afterwards, when they take a nightcap, they start talking seriously. Mitch talks about his dying mother, whom he is afraid to lose, and Blanche tells him about her marriage. She says she found out that her husband was homosexual, and this led to his suicide. Actually, it seems to me that Mitch and Blanche have found soulmates in each other.
The next scene takes place in September, and it's Blanche's birthday. Stella is preparing the dinner when Stanley comes home. He has some news about Blanche.
Yeah, he tells his wife that Blanche is known for her promiscuity in her hometown, Laurel, and that she even started a relationship with one of her young students. That's why she was suspended from high school and was forced to leave town.
But Stella doesn't want to hear any of that, and she doesn't believe him. She is angry with her husband, especially after he tells her that he has informed Mitch, too.
All the while, Blanche has been taking a bath. She doesn't know what has just happened and comes to the dinner table all refreshed. After some time, however, she suspects that something must be wrong as Mitch doesn't show up and Stella and Stanley behave very awkwardly.
Finally, Stanley gives Blanche a present, a bus ticket back to Laurel. Blanche is frantic and almost choking of terror. Then Stella and Stanley start a fight, which only ends when Stella's labor pains start.
Blanche is left alone in the apartment and starts to drink. Then Mitch arrives and he confronts her with what he has found out about her. He blames her for hiding her real age and for lying to him about her old-fashioned ideals. She desperately tries to defend herself.
Yeah, it's an awkward situation. It gets even more horrible when Mitch attempts to have sex with her. He wants to get what she hasn't given him all summer. When he admits that he is not going to marry her, she withdraws, starts to shout, and makes him leave.
Afterwards, Blanche starts packing her things wearing a white dress. Stanley returns. He's been sent home from the hospital because the baby is not expected before the morning. He has started to drink, too.
Yes, and of course Blanche is afraid to be alone with Stanley. She tells him about an admirer's invitation for a cruise and about Mitch's apology. But Stanley doesn't buy into her stories and calls her a fake and a liar.
Blanche gets more and more nervous and afraid as Stanley puts on his pajamas. You can feel the tension. Suddenly, he tries to approach her sexually. Although she tries to resist him, he is stronger than she and overpowers her. He carries her to the bed where he rapes her.
Some weeks later, Stella returns from the hospital. She is fighting her moral conscience because she has arranged that Blanche will be taken to a mental asylum. Stella just can't believe her sister's story of the rape, because that would mean that she has to leave her husband.
Then it's poker night again, and all of Stanley's friends are there. Blanche has no idea what's going on. She thinks that a former admirer will take her on a vacation.
When the doctor and the matron come to get Blanche, she is frantic and tries to run away. But the doctor calms her down and finally takes her with him.
In this final scene, the underlying conflict between Stanley and Mitch breaks open too. Mitch blames his friend for what has happened to Blanche.
And Stella has a breakdown when her sister is taken away by the doctor. I think she feels guilty. In the end, she sits on the porch with her baby in her lap, and Stanley comforts her.